can wave those towels if you'd like.
This new program was launched for the first time with students from Buffalo Public School No. 33 and Hamburg Middle School. They appeared in the Bills team meeting room at Ralph Wilson Stadium. Bills play-by-play radio voice John Murphy led students through a panel discussion on character building. The panelists included Bills quarterback Tyrod Taylor, who encouraged students to have a plan in place for their daily actions.
Having a plan each and every day when you're waking up and not just going with the flow. I know as a young kid, it's definitely easy just to follow your friends or follow your classmates, but understanding that you're living for a purpose and your purpose isn't just to go with the flow. Wake up each day striving for something and work towards that each and every day.
In the Classroom Character Playbook is an interactive digital program. It teaches strategies on building positive character development. It's already been implemented at schools in the Buffalo region. Students are learning how to cultivate and maintain healthy relationships with their classmates and friends. It's similar to how the Bills work on building healthy relationships on and off the football field.
Just to stay dedicated and work towards a goal each day, striving for greatness. And
a total of 20 schools are participating in the first round of this program. Melody Baker is Director of Education at United Way. She says the schools were selected to participate based on localities where there are high rates of child protective services and domestic violence calls.
We really try to focus in on those areas first, and then we spread out. But we would really like to have a very wide range of schools that can receive this program.
Other panelists who participated included Bill's first female coach, Catherine Smith. She was asked about breaking barriers.
I think it's really important to have good character and be consistent.
Smith also explained to students about expectations being high for football players. She says they want them to be the best people with the best character.
We ask the guys, you know, to get out in the community. We expect them to be good sports, you know, show good sportsmanship on the field with their teammates. Even when we play an opponent, you know, you still expect good sportsmanship there. So we think it's really important that a player be their best self as well as being the best player they can be.
Former Buffalo Bill and Director of Alumni, Marlon Kerner, was another panelist. He noted surrounding yourself with the right people makes a difference in character development.
And so I made sure I just studied the people that was in front of me, made sure I watched their example, took what was good, said, you know what, that's for me, that's not for me. And then just really try to keep my emotions in control because we all want to get out there and play well, want to compete.
Kerner noted perseverance made a difference in achieving his goals for his football career. The Bills Assistant Director of Player Engagement, James Trapp, also provided his perspective on character building. Trapp deals with many young rookies and said character building is an important aspect.
You know, they're accountable to, you know, the time that we set for them to be at a certain place. They're accountable to their dream. You know, then, you know, you can kind of develop character from there. You know, because if you have a dream, then you're going to be accountable to that dream, and you're going to make the best choice. You're going to be dedicated to making sure you fulfill that dream.
Trapp also told students there are four D's they should follow that will strengthen their character.
So I would say dream, direction, decision, and dedication.
The Buffalo and Hamburg school students at this kickoff event already reviewed character playbook in the classroom. It included the topic of cyberbullying. Quarterback Taylor weighed in on this issue.
You got to watch what you tweet, watch what you say. Just always remember, just because you deleted it doesn't mean that it was never seen. Someone's seen it, and it doesn't take but just a screenshot for that message to get passed around.
And for students like Hamburg Middle School 7th grader Tyler Herman, he says this session really made a big difference.
I think as Tyler and Taylor said, don't just go with the flow, do what you want to do. And other people said a whole bunch of times, just be the same person no matter what. Don't let others influence what you're doing.
Buffalo School 33 7th grader Randy Speller tells WBFO News cyberbullying is one of the big issues students deal with in middle school. What did you learn?
Like if there's any problems, like don't pick the bad way. Just do the good thing, be the bigger person, you know, like talk it out. Like, do anything you can, like, to not have a big problem, like a big fight.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.